USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden broke off negotiations with a group of GOP senators attempting to get a bipartisan infrastructure bill done. Biden informed GOP leaders Tuesday that the latest offer from the group did not, in his view, meet the essential needs of our country to restore our roads and bridges and prepare for a clean energy future. El Salvador's legislature voted early Wednesday to make Bitcoin legal tender. El Salvador and Central America will become the first country to formally adopt a digital currency once President Nayib Bukele signs the legislation into law. The Senate on Tuesday approved a bipartisan $250 billion bill boosting government spending on technology research and development amid rising competition from China and other nations. The bill passed 68-32. It won approval after being delayed just before the Senate's Memorial Day recess. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Delivery fees based on skin color fails in Arizona. Tim Berg reports.
Uber Eats, Postmates, and DoorDash say they will no longer waive delivery fees for customers who order from black-owned restaurants in Arizona to settle charges by the state that the deal violated the Arizona Civil Rights Act. The companies adamantly deny any wrongdoing in the promotions, which were announced last summer at the height of the Black Lives Matter movement. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich disagrees.
Yeah, it's absolutely dumbfounded when you think about this, but this is the problem, whether it's big tech, whether it's sports teams now, and you know, you've talked about this, all of this corporate America is trying to trip over themselves to social signal, virtual signal, to show how woke they are, and what they're doing is creating these incentives, which we believe obviously were illegal, but it's a more fundamental problem. The far left and their useful idiots in corporate America now are essentially undermining what being American's about.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
This day in history. Flash, 1856. Nearly 500 members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, often informally known as the Mormons, leave Iowa City and head west for Salt Lake City, carrying all their goods and supplies in two-wheeled handcarts. Flash, 1915. United States Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan resigns due to his concerns over President Woodrow Wilson's handling of the crisis generated by a German submarine sinking of the British passenger liner Lusitania the previous month. Flash, 1973.
Mike Allen and Vice President are both coming up to him now. The Secretary is all alone. He's out there almost a 16th of a mile away from the rest of the Harpy. Secretary is in a position that is impossible to catch. He's into the stretch. Secretary leads his field by 18 lengths. And now Vice President is taken second. And Mike Allen is moved back to third. They're in the stretch. Secretary has opened the 22 length lead.
With a spectacular victory at the Belmont Stakes, Secretariat becomes the first horse in Citation in 1948 to win America's coveted Triple Crown. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.